I'm Danny Nowell, and I'm running for Carrboro Town Council. As a young dad, I've got two kids under three. I really feel extremely fortunate to be raising my kids here. This is a community that has really given my family a lot, and as a pretty active musician and writer, you know, I've really prized the creative and sort of integrated community life that my family's been able to maintain. But, you know, my family's experiencing firsthand, as a young working family, how hard the rising cost of living is making it to stay afloat in Carrboro. My wife and I have 5 degrees between the two of us. We got most of them at Chapel Hill, and you know, I feel like I've really done a lot of work to be able to afford to be in Carrboro and to have access to Carrboro, and we've been really shocked how hard it is as a young family. And if that's true for us, I know it's true for a ton of our neighbors. And some community work that I've been doing the past couple of years has sort of inspired me that we need to kind of get a little bit more aggressive and imaginative with the way we use our local government to make sure that we keep this place affordable and accessible. For the past couple of years, I've been organizing in town with several groups. I've been an officer in the North Carolina Triangle chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America. And in that position, I spent a lot of the COVID-19 pandemic raising mutual aid funds for unemployed workers, for folks out of work. So we raised more than $80,000 for local workers who needed emergency relief during the pandemic. And if I'm not mistaken, we distributed that $85,000-odd to people who speak 17 languages. And so that experience really brought home to me how many people in Carrboro are not really feeling the benefit of our progressive values, how much more we still have to do to make sure that we're really reaching all of our neighbors with our services and with a lot of the things that we do well as a town. I've spent the past couple of years coordinating an electoral working group that really advocates for affordable housing. You know, we've spoken up for developments like Weaver's Grove and the J Street development that's coming up, trying to advocate for residents at 1200 MLK in Chapel Hill, or expand affordability in the upcoming Aura development. So I've been around, you know, for a couple of years, kind of plugged into these discussions in the community, and, you know, really feeling like we have a strong platform that really addresses a lot of the structural challenges we face. I've spent a lot of time in our creative community, and that's a really important part of our community identity. Carrboro owes a lot of its economic scene, economic activity, and its community identity to its reputation as a creative hub. And, you know, a lot of the people that I know, working artists, are being priced out and are really struggling to hang on. And I really want to make sure that the people who make Carrboro what it is, our nurses, our bartenders, our servers, our artists and teachers, are able to, you know, continue to thrive here and continue to afford the place that they love and really have turned into what it is. When people see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of a grassroots movement really working hard to make our town more economically and racially diverse, more sustainable, and overall a place where it's easier for working class people to build equity. I want people to think that we're trying to do things a little bit differently as far as the imagination and resources we want to bring to bear to solving our housing crisis, toward doing the things that we need to do as a progressive town to achieve climate justice and carbon neutrality. And we're trying to knock on every door in Carrboro. So I want people to think that this is an accessible, approachable neighbor who is really serious about trying to bring our common values to where I think we can all agree they should be.